All right. Do one more. Send you on your way. Drive home carefully. Have a great weekend. Good start. And thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It's great to be back. I promise it won't be 9 years before we get back here. I'm thinking about the Gorge next year. What do you think? Huh? Thank you for helping me keep my sense of humor through a long run. I hope I've done the same for you. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. Remember that? But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheese, put his ambitions in bed. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. Then he went to England, played the piano, and married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife and bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all of the questions he locked in his attic one day. Like the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Well, the bombs killed his lady. Wars took his baby and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, all the world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was recalling answers he never found. So he hopped on freight, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the islands, fishes the pylons, and drinks his green label each day. Writing his memoir, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. 'Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life all the way. Thanks to you, Rudy and Joan, this is to you. And he went to Paris, looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. I hope we got some answers tonight. Good night. God bless you. Thanks.